Luke shook his head.
Jaina, I want to agree with you, to say that we have to do the obvious thing and rescue Ben, but...
But that's the trouble,
Jaina finished.
You want to agree, and that's why you can't be certain it's the right choice.
There is no emotion. There is peace,
Luke agreed.
But I'm filled with emotion. I'm terrified for Ben, and it's clouding my judgment.
Of course it is, Jaina said. You're Ben's father. And that's part of the Force, too.
Luke frowned. I'm not sure how that fact helps.
I'm saying that you can't ignore who you are in this, she said. If the hand of the Force is at play in Ben's fate, then it's at play in yours, too. You can't hold yourself above the will of the Force, or you make the same mistake Jason did.
So I should just do what I want to?
Luke shook his head.
Sorry, life is never...
No! I'm saying you should do what you know is right,
Jaina corrected.
And you do know what is right. It's simple. It's always simple.
So act on principle,
Luke said, boiling her argument down to three words.
Don't worry about the results.
Mortals can't always know the results, Jaina replied. Not for certain. We can only act according to our true natures and leave the rest to the Force.
And we just ignore the visions the Force sends us?
Of course not, Jaina said. But we don't take them literally either. The Force doesn't send calm messages, right?
Luke half smiled.
I suppose not, he said. When dreams speak, they do it in symbols.
Exactly, Jaina said. So who's Ben? The ideal Jedi, right?
And Vistara is pure Sith, Luke agreed. It's the Jedi and the Sith who must take the place of the son and the daughter and deal with Abeloth.
That's my guess, Jaina said. The only thing I don't see is, if the father is dead, who keeps the balance?
Luke thought for a moment, then said,
Us, I think. The Jedi and the Sith. The root said the galaxy enters a new age whenever Abeloth is freed. And the dream means that in this age, it's the Jedi and Sith, each following our own natures, who will keep the balance.
So Jedi and Sith are at war forever?
Jaina asked.
Not forever, Luke said. Just until the next time Abeloth is freed.
If we can stop her this time, Jaina said. And that's a very big...
Jaina's voice was suddenly drowned out by the screeching of proximity alarms and target lock alerts. She started to put the rude awakening into an evasive spiral, then glanced at the gravity readings and seemed to realize that they were already too deep into the choke point to risk maneuvering. She simply activated the automatic laser cannons and brought up the shields, then watched wide-eyed as lines of color began to fly back and forth between the little pinnace and a dust-sized propulsion halo hanging dead center between the two black holes, blocking their only approach to Abeloth's hidden world.
Ship? Luke asked.
Could it be anything else?
Jaina replied, the tension already thick in her voice.
Not really.
Luke clicked out of his crash harness, then rose and turned to go aft.
Don't get vaped, but try to get past him. Make it look good.
Wait, look good?
Jaina glanced over at his departing form.
Where are you going?
To strap into a medbay bunk, Luke replied. I don't know how long this is going to take, so I should probably make sure my body is lying down when I leave it.